Hey, what's going on? Today I want to talk about press releases, but most importantly, how we can actually earn money from them, okay? Because that's kind of important. First, you may be wondering, what the hell is a press release? What does that even mean, right? Well, a press release really is just a summarized story of an announcement. And the goal of this whole press release is to kind of pique the interest of a journalist, publication, or people, right? So, but the main goal really is to drive traffic someplace, okay, which is eyeballs. There's a lot of ways it can do that. A press release could get picked up by a major news outlet, or a journalist could even create a whole story about it. And that's the best case scenario. That means tons of traffic, right? Okay. Next, they're actually read by journalists and people that cover the news. That's all traffic as well. The last way, believe it or not, is press releases can actually get picked up by search engines, like Google, of course, and get traffic from the search engines. That's another way as well. So at this point, you probably have a lot of questions like, how in the hell do you write a press release? Where do you submit the press release? But the main thing is, how the hell are you going to get paid from the damn thing, right? That's important, because we all want to get paid. There's a lot of ways you can actually earn money from them. But to go macro, I'm a big believer in kind of thinking more long-term when it comes to making money, especially online. This is why I prefer blogging as well as landing pages and email marketing, because both of those, you own both those sources, okay? Unlike, say, like, you know, YouTube, where if you say the wrong thing, they could just close your account down. You're playing in someone else's sandbox. But blogging, email marketing, you own. Another thing which I like about them a lot is you do the work one time and you can actually make money well into the future. Okay. So both those I like. Okay. So what I'm doing, and this is what I recommend, is to create a blog post and then use that post to promote a landing page, affiliate offers, and I also throw some ads on my website as well. And I always had like a love-hate relationship with ads. I used to think ads were like stupid and you're just throwing money away because they could click on your affiliate offers. But there's some ad networks that actually do pay really, really well. Okay, not like AdSense, which is complete garbage. Don't even use AdSense, but there's some, depending on what deal you make with them. So it's passive. It's a love-hate relationship. I do a little bit because I think people are used to the ads. Okay, but anyways, so if you didn't want to use like email marketing, you could always just promote like a blog post, like a website. And if you don't have a website, you could promote like a YouTube video. Heck, you can even put affiliate offers directly into the press release. You can actually do that as well. And there's definitely many other ways you can monetize a website, but I prefer affiliate offers and ads because they're very, very passive. They don't take any work. I mean, you can create your own info products and do consulting and stuff, but that's more time, which is valuable. Okay. All right. One more point I do want to make is I do see a lot of people really bash blogging. I've seen this in Reddit a few times. People are like, oh, it takes too long. It's a waste of time. And to me, that's great news when people bash it because that means less competition for me, okay? But in reality, the all the above approach is what I'm a big, big fan of, okay? Just go on the offense. I mean, I use as many social media channels as possible so that I can promote my blog and my landing page. And I think that's great because why not? It's free, right? So press releases, to me, is just another social media channel. That's the way I look at it. So there's no downside. Okay, it's free. And there are some paid ones, but I only recommend paying for traffic and press releases if you're actually earning money with your profit. Okay, you don't want to spend yourself straight out of business, which is easy to do. Okay, so I know I just scratched the surface. I just want to give you a kind of a macro of the whole press release and how that works. But I actually create a whole blog post that kind of walks you through exactly how to create a press release, like the structure of it, the outline. I go over 10 places where you can submit a press release for free, okay? I like that word free, right? And plus more. And if you want to learn more, just simply click on the link in the description or go to trustthelink.com. Okay, it's my website. But enough about me. Have you ever used a press release before? Have you gotten good results from them? What's your favorite traffic strategy? I'm curious because I'm always learning as well. I used to be a traffic junkie. Try to learn all the traffic strategies, you know, just because I thought they were kind of cool and fun. But anyways, I hope this whole, you know, this video or this podcast was at least a little bit helpful to you. I wish you the best. All right. So have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye.